Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Catherine Trotter, your host for Good Morning to the Leader in You. Great morning to everyone that's listening. I'm very excited this morning because last night we had a show with some of the youth in Baltimore for the Speak Life Tour. And if you're not familiar with that, go check out speaklifetour.org and all of our social media pages, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook is at Speak Life Tour. I want to jump right into it today. For those that may not be aware of who I am, I'm Catherine Trotter, author, speaker, philanthropist. I founded House of New Beginnings in 2002 and the Speak Life Tour in 2014. And the purpose of this call, this show, is to encourage, to inspire, to motivate leaders across the nation. We will be highlighting several leaders that are doing phenomenal things in their business and in their community. Today, the mantra that we're going to really hone in on is I can, I will, and I must. I'm going to say it again. I can, I will, and I must. Today, we're going to have a 15-minute power talk just to boost your energy for this day and for the next couple of days as we thrust into this weekend. What do I mean by I can, I will, and I must? You can, without a shadow of a doubt, fulfill every single dream that you have. All you have to do is execute it. All you have to do is create your strategic plan. On Monday, we talked about that, creating your strategic plan, creating your model. So that way, you will have something to go on. That way, you'll have steps to execute on. One of the things that I think is so super important is that when you are executing on a plan, you have to have a clear focus. You have to have a clear space. So this morning, we're going to be talking about, once again, I can, I will, and I must. And when we think about the word can, we have to think about that you're on a pursuit, a mission to accomplish whatever that might be. I will, the will part has to be something so embedded on the inside of you that no matter what comes, no matter what goes, no matter what hurdles, no matter what mountains are before you, you know that your inner will says, yes, I can, no matter what. What is the must? The must is sometime when you're going through the process and now you're going up that mountain and it is difficult as a leader. It will be difficult sometimes. However, what I say to you this morning is that the must is where the rubber meets the road. It is where you have to buckle down and be laser focused in what you want. Sometimes you have to refocus. Sometimes you have to re-strategize in what you are desiring to do. There's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes I know leaders may get into a place where if you have to start from scratch again or have to start over or have to revamp your strategic plan, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. It is better to revamp a plan to stay in a rut. I'm going to say it again. It is better to revamp a plan than to stay in a rut. And you don't want to stay in a rut. You don't want to, you know, have this posture that you can't reinvent yourself, if you will. It is always good to be in a space ever so often to look at where you are, see what you're doing, and if there is a need to tweak some things, do that. It's better, again, to reinvent yourself than to stay in a rut. One of the things that I want to talk about this morning also when we're talking about I can, I will, I must, is who is your target market as a leader? Who are you drawn to? Are you drawn to working with the youth, the seniors? Do you have a company or a business that you're going to? There's a certain target market of clients that you're looking for? Have you determined what your target market is? And I think that's so important, because a lot of times when we're in our mission and we're moving forward with the I can, I will, I must, a lot of times frustration can set in if you don't have a direct target. So what I would encourage every leader that's listening on the call right now is to have a specific direct target. That way, you will have an aim to shoot for, and you're not kind of aimlessly milling about. So what I would say to you also, as you're determining what that target market is, you want to look at what kind of product then are you delivering. Now, the product doesn't always have to be something that's tangible. A product could be a service. A product could be your coaching services. A product could be you providing a program in the community. A product could be tangible. Perhaps you're offering services from your for-profit company to another vendor. So depending upon what that might be, you have to determine what your product is. So as you determine what your market is, your target market, you have to also simultaneously determine what is your product that you're delivering. Because again, so that way you won't get into a state of frustration when you're on your pursuit of I can, I will, I must, you have to make sure that you're laser focused in the direction of your market and knowing the specific product that you're offering. But the next thing I want to talk about is, how are you going to roll out that product? What type of automation, what type of system do you have in place so that way the business can build on autopilot? That is very important as you're building as a leader. A lot of times as we build as a leader, we will wear many hats. But what I would encourage everyone that's listening today is to create a system, an engine of other entities and other individuals that's a part of your network, that you will then get your end deliverables that you desire. At the same time, you're focusing on your target market. You have your product. However, how you deliver it is in a systematic format. There was a book that I read called The Top 10 Leaders. It was called The Top 10 Distinctions Between the Millionaire and the Middle Class. And one of the things in that book it talked about was building decade to decade. And the author of that book, just so you know, is Keith Smith, in case you want to pick that book up. Again, The Top 10 Distinctions Between the Millionaire and Middle Class by Keith Smith. One of the things he talked about was building decade to decade. But one of the other things is talking about why you're building decade to decade is to have a system. Everyone should have a system in place for your business model in terms of what you're planning on doing. It's very important as you continue to build out your model to have that system in place. One of the things that you also want to determine as you're in your pursuit of I can, I will, I must, and building your brand as a leader, you want to determine what is your market size? How large, how grand do you want to go? What is that finite number that you're looking for? And then you have to determine your cost factors as you're beginning to build your brand, you're building your business, you're building your model. So you want to look at the market size that you want to attract into your network. And with that, then you want to look at your cost factors as well. And one of the things that I think is important is that as you continue to build, you want to build and focus on your team. I highlighted a book earlier on Monday's call, and it was called The 17 Essential Qualities of a Team Player, Becoming the Kind of Person Everyone Wants on Their Team by John C. Maxwell. Now, one of the things that I want to highlight again in this book is talking about being collaborative. Working together precedes winning together. So let's think about it for a second. Let's think about your team. What type of team do you have in place? All your strength is in union and all your danger is in discord. And that was a quote in the book by Henry Longfellow. Collaboration is multiplication. Think about that for a second. Collaboration is multiplication. You as an individual, whether you're a speaker, you're an author, you're a sole proprietor, you have an LLC company, you have a nonprofit, it does not matter. It's so important to have a strategic alliance. That way, you will be able to build exponentially and multiply your efforts at a faster rate versus you doing it all solo by yourself. So I want you to keep that in mind as a leader as you continue to build. True progress in any field is a relay race and not a single event. And I want to talk about that because that goes to our mantra of the day, I can, I will, I must, because a lot of times we feel we don't have the instant gratification or the instant growth that we're looking for, that we're not making progress. But again, the quote says, true progress in any field is a relay race and not a single event. And that's by Kevin Roberts. Again, It is a daily process. It is a daily grind. How early do you wake up in the morning as a leader? Do you devote that personal development time in the morning before you even get your day started? And I think that's so important because when I started implementing that in my personal daily structure, not only did it give me extra energy, it gave me insight, it gave me clarity, it gave me focus. So that way I knew how I wanted to chart my day. Sometimes if we don't chart our day, the day can kind of be all over the place. And at the end of the night, when you're kind of recapping to think about, okay, what did I accomplish today? Was anything accomplished? And it's kind of like, you know what? I'm not really sure what happened today. And we don't want anyone that's building and growing in that situation. So it's important to chart out your day the night before. As we get ready to conclude within the last minute or so of this burst of energy call today, leader in you, I want you to think about, are you a collaborative team player? You may want them on your team, but are you a collaborative team player as a leader? We have to think on a win-win level. We have to complement others on our team. So important. Why? Because now we're building value in them, which they in turn will build value in your organization, your business that you're developing. It is so important to continue to have a focused, clear mind. Clear mind will have you to have a directive. It'll have you to have end deliverables met. And one of the things that I want to tell you and everyone today, I want you to start reflecting on your goals at the end of every night. It's super important to do that. The last quote would be, inspiration is easy, implementation is the hard part. I want to leave you with that quote, and it's by Bob Taylor. Again, inspiration is easy, implementation is the hard part. Never stop, go all the way, make every day count until you see your goals turn into a reality. Thanks for being a part of Leader in You. Have an awesome day.